Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Polaris Podcast, brought to you by the Polaris Health Center. I'm your host, Bob Vachon, and I'm no expert. That is certainly not the case for our guest today, Nick Sniderich, who is the manager for product strategy and planning for recreation, stops by the podcast to talk all about our youth off-road vehicle offerings. We all know of the great full-size off-road vehicles Polaris offers, but that doesn't mean our young riders get left out of the fun. Listen on to learn more about the off-road vehicles for our youth riders that Polaris offers. All right, well, today we are going to be talking all about our youth off-road product. And today I'm joined in the studio by Nick Sniderich. He's so graciously stopped down to the podcast area to talk to us about our youth off-road products here at Polaris. Nick, welcome to the podcast. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Bob. Happy to be here.
Yeah, awesome to have you in studio. Don't get that opportunity a lot these days, so appreciate you stopping down. And before we really dive into the topic today and discuss our youth off-road product that we have at Polaris, which some people might see as kind of an overlooked product line that we have, but I think it's an important one because many of us who are in the sport have probably gotten our start on a vehicle very similar to these that we offer, and it's an important to kind of light that flame for the passion for power sports. So before we jump into that, I just want to open the floor to you real quick. Introduce yourself and tell us what you do at Polaris.
Yeah, sure. My name is Nick Sniderich. I'm the product and strategy manager for our recreation business. Been with Polaris for about 5.5 years. Started on the commercial side, actually. We have a vehicle called Pro XD, which is a heavy-duty Ranger that we sell into like the commercial markets. So started that from the ground up, and then kind of ran that business for about 5 years or so, and then decided to go over to rec and experience all the fun toys that we have. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, a fun change indeed, and glad to have you down here to share your expertise on our topic today, which, again, youth off-road. We have a ton of models in the lineup from each kind of off-road brand, Razor, Ranger, and ATV. And kind of give us a rundown of what those products are in each lineup. You know, as with the bigger vehicles, there's a plethora of them out there. So give us kind of a rundown of the breakdown for each product.
Yeah, absolutely. With our youth models, they're definitely designed for kids to kind of experience kind of the fun that, we offer in a lot of our big models. But it gives them, kind of that experience, but at a much, tuned down, safety featured type of product line that we know is important to parents and then also enjoyable for kids as well. It's also really designed for kids to kind of grow up with the product, so mm-hmm. It's not just like, I have it for 1 year and then you gotta get something new or upgrade to something. What you'll find in a lot of our youth products is they're all speed adjustable in some way or form, and so that allows kind of the parents to start them out really gentle or within their capabilities, and then as they get more confident, they can kind of grow into the product, and then even further on grow into the product line. Mm-hmm. So kind of start out, we have our youth ATVs. So we have the Outlaw 70, which is our smallest one. We got some new upgrades to that one. It's got some LED headlights. It's EFI, electronic fuel injection. So that means that you can start in cold weather with no problem. And so that's our smallest one. It's a 70cc engine, perfect for kids that are starting at 6 years and then can go up to 10 years. Once you kind of get up to the next model, we have our Outlaw 110, very similar to the Outlaw 70, just a bigger engine, a little bit bigger tires, a little bigger suspension, just designed for that next level up. And then once you get into the Sportsman model, that's more of like our work ATV, very similar to our bigger Sportsman. Mm-hmm. Same engine, just different plastics. It also offers some like front and rear cargo capacities, something fun for carry around whatever you want to.
Right.
And then you can get to our highest ATV model, which is the Phoenix 200. That's a 196cc engine in. Even bigger tires, bigger suspension around that. And that's designed for kids ages 14 to 16. All of which are speed adjustable. It just kind of depends on age range and comfort level and experience.
Awesome. Well, you broke down the ATV lineup very nicely for us. Thank you. It's really kind of cool to hear that we have everything from the Little 70 that gets those very younger riders in all the way to the Phoenix 200 that bridges kind of that gap up to the 16-year-old kids right before they're jumping into the full-size machine. So that's really cool to see in our lineup. So that kind of touches on that point. We also have a product from Ranger and Razor. So why don't you run down those for us?
Sure. Yeah, so the Ranger 150 is designed very much like our current full-size Rangers today. That's designed for kids ages 10 and up. We have a 150cc engine in there. And then we've got a tiny little bed on the back for carrying stuff. It's about 1.75 feet long by 3.5 feet wide. So big enough to carry a small cooler or whatever gear kids have these days.
Yep.
So, and then we got side door nets on them. With the Ranger 150, we do offer some additional accessories that are kind of pretty cool too. We have both front and rear bumper, windshields, roof, different wheel and tire sets, and half doors if you prefer those.
Okay.
And then we have the Razor 200, which is kind of just like our big Razors that we have. That's an updated model now since our Razor 170. So we launched the Razor 200 last year. A lot of improvements. We have adjustable seats and tilt steering, standard hard doors, LED headlights, and then updated styling to match kind of our bigger Ranger lineup today.
Mm-hmm.
That also has some pretty fun accessories, different wheel and tire packages, roofs, windshields, similar things that you would see on a lot of our other Razor or Ranger lineups.
Very cool. Yeah, it's cool to see these now being designed exclusively for the youth market. We're not just kind of having a second thought, here's a little side-by-side thing. These are dedicated for the youth crowd, which is going to add to comfort, it's going to add to the experience, and hopefully just keep that passion burning. So very cool to hear. Now, you gave us a good rundown of all the lineup for the youth products. Now, you mentioned quite a bit in there about specific age ranges for certain models. Kind of run us through that again. Let's say starting with the ATV products. If I do have a younger child, I'm trying to decide what's going to be the perfect vehicle for them. I'm sure that a lot of parents have that question. So kind of help us answer that. What's going to be a good vehicle for a certain age range?
Yeah, sure. So the Outlaw 70, which is our smallest one, that's designed for kids ages 6 to 10 years old. And then also, it's got a max capacity of 140-pound payload. And what that means is it's the measurement of the weight of the person plus any cargo they're carrying. That's what payload means in terms of our vehicles.
Sure.
And then going up from there, you have the Outlaw 110 and the Sportsman 110. That's for ages 10 and up, so basically 10 to 16.
Okay.
And that has a 180-pound payload. And then a step up from there would be the Phoenix 200, and that's for ages 14 to 16, or 215 pounds of payload. And then once you step into the Ranger line, that's for ages 10 to 16, which also has 375 pounds of payload. And then similarly with the Razor 200, that's also the same age range, 10 to 16, same amount of payload.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. So it's good to kind of know that there is that, not just an age limit, but also the weight limit will kind of help dictate you towards which model.
Right.
Now, kind of staying on that theme of which model is right for my child, let's talk about what considerations parents should take when deciding if their child is ready for, a power sports machine of their own, or if they should, kind of take a few years off and, let's say, mature a bit. So kind of take us through the performance of these machines and how that might play into that decision.
Yeah, so definitely is, a big decision. Age is the most deciding factor. Mm-hmm. Also, probably the preference that the kid has. If you're into ATVs or if you want to step into a Ranger, Razor, price also is definitely a factor that can't ignore.
Absolutely.
But that's also an important piece as well. But then I think behind that then is, what's the performance of each of these machines, and make sure that power and performance is appropriate for your kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, maturity level is a big part of it. And then also kind of just the type of terrain that you're around. There's a lot of factors that go into it, but we can talk about kind of the performance specs and then kind of let our listeners decide for themselves.
Sure.
So for the Outlaw 70, that's got a 10 mile per hour max speed from the factory. that can be adjusted up to 15 miles per hour once the kid gets more confident and comfortable riding around. And then it can also be adjusted lower than 10 miles per hour. We just set it at 10 miles per hour from the factory, mm-hmm. and then we can let them decide. For the youth ATVs, it's just a simple screw that any parent can adjust up or down, and that'll adjust the speed automatically.
Okay.
For the Outlaw 110 and Sportsman 110, those are both same engine, same chassis, just different plastics.
Mm-hmm.
Those have a 112cc engine. And so those come factory speed limited under 15 miles per hour, but they can be adjusted up to 30 miles per hour by parental guardian. Same very much design, or it can be slowed down even underneath 5 miles per hour if they want to. For the Phoenix 200, that will come from the factory at 20 miles per hour, and then that one can be adjusted all the way up to 38 miles per hour, which is pretty darn fast, especially when you're on an ATV just zooming.
Right.
But there is a big age range or a big speed range there.
Right.
You can adjust your way down to if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
Even for our full size models, if you're just trail riding, like the average speed is between 15 to 20 miles per hour, and that's pretty fast. So
right.
Just know that there's a big adjustment for speed.
Mm-hmm.
For the Ranger 150, that comes 15 miles per hour from the factory, and that can go up to just under 30 miles per hour top speed.
Okay.
And then same thing for the Razor 200. It comes from the factory at 15 and can be adjusted up to just underneath 30.
Mm-hmm.
With the Ranger and Razor, we've got some additional safety features built in where we've got ride command, or we've got digital displays where the parent can adjust it either on the display itself or through the Ride Command app, which we can dive into further. But it's a little bit different technology of how you want to adjust the speed on that one.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that's good to see kind of a new way of doing it. But obviously the mechanical limiting on the other machines gives quite a variety of range to kind of tailor the machine to the needs and abilities of your child. So that's good to know, and good to see that we have those safety features built in. Keeping on the feature of safety features, you mentioned some new things with Razor 200 and the Ranger 150, but I'm sure safety is going to be a top priority for a lot of parents when choosing a machine for their child. So let's talk about what features that we have on a lot of these machines and how we can make sure that our children are safe when they're riding these.
Yeah, absolutely. So we actually pull in a lot of safety features from our larger products now into our youth products. And so one of the first ones we have is a seatbelt interlock. So the machine will know, if the seatbelt is not buckled, mm-hmm. it will limit the speed of the machine until the seatbelt is buckled. So for our Ranger and Razor ones, I believe it's under 6 miles per hour if it's not buckled.
Okay.
So we got that, and then we talked a little bit about the speed limiting, either mechanical or if you have the Ranger or Razor, then you have the digital speed limiting.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have a cool geofencing feature where on the Ride Command app, which you can do on your phone, you can look at a map of your property or whatever, and it allows whoever has the app to draw a geofence area, basically similar to any maps you would use on Google or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You can draw a map around your property, especially if it's a larger property, like a farm or ranch. You don't want them to drive by say a nearby lake or pond, or
mm-hmm.
keep them away from the stable or horses. You can go in and be very discreet, maybe is the word, I don't know, but you can kind of point and draw your own map. It doesn't have to be just a circle. It can be whatever you want to draw.
Okay.
And so then that allows the machine to operate in full power within that area. But if it goes outside of that range, then it significantly lowers the speed of that vehicle. And so it kind of just indicates to the driver, oh, I'm outside the range. I need to go back.
Mm-hmm. That's very cool. Yeah. So just to kind of confirm, it doesn't shut down the vehicle completely. It just notifies you that, hey, you're outside your boundary. Let's go back in so you can have fun.
Correct. Yep. It slows it down just enough for the driver to be aware. Okay, nope, I'm not supposed to be here. I need mm-hmm. to go back.
Okay, very cool. And then what about helmet technology that we have? Most of our youth products come with helmets, I believe. So let's kind of talk about that.
Sure, yeah. So we have a new feature called Helmet Aware Technology. It's on both of our Ranger and Razor products. Basically, there's a beacon that can attach to a helmet, and that beacon on the helmet is measured by the machine itself. So if the helmet is within range, basically in the vehicle, then that allows the machine to start. If it's not, then the machine will not start until that helmet is, you know, essentially on mm-hmm. on the rider. And it just, it's an additional safety feature to make sure that everyone's wearing their safety gear and, you know, wearing it at all times.
Perfect. Yeah, and speaking of safety, we want to kind of talk in other considerations. Now, riding gear is probably paramount, and everyone should be wearing riding gear while they're on one of our machines. So what are some other resources that parents can turn to make sure that, you know, their children or themselves even are trained and, you know, ready to give the best example for their children when being safe on a machine?
Yeah, I would say that, you know, the first thing is reference your owner's manual. That's going to be the Bible of all the information that we have around the machine and how to operate it. Mm-hmm. So make sure that you review it, you know, as a parent, review it yourself, but also review it with your kid so that they understand, you know, kind of everything that's laid out for the machine.
Well, that's good to know. Yeah, and that comes with every Polaris vehicle, not just the youth one. So, you know, if you do have questions or anything, please reference your owner's manual. All right. So let's say I did make my informed purchase for my child. We're just about getting ready. We've done our pre-safety check. Vehicle is ready to go. We're geared up, ready to ride. Let's talk about kind of that first ride, maybe first few rides of getting comfortable with the machine and kind of how that process should look. How, because obviously a comfortable rider is going to be a more safe rider than someone who's scared on the machine. So give us some tips and tricks that we can have at our disposal to make sure that we're getting comfortable on the machine and then can take that and be safe out on the trails or your yard, wherever you're riding.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think, you know, for most people, you know, this youth vehicle is going to be the first type of motor vehicle that their kid is going to be driving. For, you know, for most of us, you know, we don't get into a car until obviously we're 15 or 16 years old. Mm-hmm. But with our youth models, this is going to be, you know, something that kids get into for their first time. So they might not be aware or knowledgeable of how much power can be delivered or how the machine acts or feels. So obviously, you know, make sure to walk through the training video with them. But then before you even turn the key on, make sure that they're comfortable in the machine. For our Ranger and Razor vehicles, we do have tilt steering and seat sliders. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just know so they can get comfortable ergonomically in the machine. Make sure that they're aware of where, obviously, the brake is, gas pedal, where all the features are. Because I think for a younger kid getting to this machine, it can be a little overwhelming at times, especially at the beginning. Mm-hmm. So make sure that they're comfortable with it before even starting the vehicle.
Sure. Yeah, that's a good point. And, you know, one thing is, like you said, make sure they're comfortable with it. Make sure they know where all the switch gear is, seat belts, you know, kill switch, on off button, everything like that. Furthermore, what should be some other tips? We've, you know, let our child go out, they're riding. Obviously, we don't just want to go back in the house and do our own thing. So what are some tips for parents on, you know, kind of keeping an eye on everything?
Yeah, so obviously never let them ride alone. Stay in close proximity at all times, you know, if anything were to happen. And then for the riders themselves, I like to take a lot of tips that I learned actually in my motorcycle safety training that applies to off-road vehicles and can apply to any age range. The first one is obviously always wear your safety gear, mm-hmm. but also make sure that your gear is comfortable. One of the things that people might not think about right away is if your gear is uncomfortable and you're driving, you know, what is your mind thinking of? Is it thinking of, you know, where I'm going to be driving to? Or is it thinking, oh, this helmet's really big, or my gloves are too big, or whatever? Mm-hmm. So you want to make sure that your gear fits and is comfortable. That way, you know, just you're thinking about where you're driving. You can focus on that piece of it rather than trying to be comfortable.
Right.
And then the second piece is, you know, always keep your head up. They always beat this to you in motorcycle safety training.
Yep.
But keep your head up and always look to where you're going, not where you are. You know, when you're traveling at, you know, 10 miles an hour, your body just doesn't have the time to react to something that's right in front of you. So teaching kids and getting them used to keeping their head up and looking, you know, where they're going, kind of out a little bit in the distance, versus, you know, right down the ground is always a great tip.
Yeah, absolutely. I think as most of us here who are riders, we've got probably caught into a situation one way or the other where target fixation was definitely there and we didn't want to go there. So trying to really instill that from an early age is definitely going to be just beneficial for them growing as a rider, and furthermore when they start driving as well. That's a great tip to know. All right, well, those are all great tips, Nick. Any last things, you know, that come to mind and in terms of keeping our children safe as well as us when we're out riding with them?
Yeah, the last point I would say for junior riders is to don't ride in unfamiliar areas. Stay on the trail. Don't try to climb over stuff or go severe off-roading into different brush or anything like that. Make sure that all four vehicles stay on the ground and that it's in a comfortable, familiar space where they're confident they can get around just fine.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Yeah, I think like you mentioned before, reference your owner's manual, and one thing it always states in there is ride within the abilities of yourself, which obviously this ties into perfectly. So kind of wrap it up. Thank you so much for going through this comprehensive list of the product line for the youth off-road vehicles that we have. There's definitely certainly a model for kind of every age group out there, every weight class, and definitely a lot of things in there to get you by before you hit the full size machines, and certainly a lot of fun to be had. Any last remarks before we let you get out of here?
I'll just say that our website is great. We have a lot of models, and there's a lot of information on each model. So definitely go to our website. We do have a youth section in there that shows our ATVs, the Ranger 150 and the Racer 200. And then also we have a really good Polaris Off-Road YouTube channel where we can show some youth videos in there as well.
Perfect. Yeah, all great resources. A lot of content out there from the Help Center too. Shameless plug there. So lots of content out there for new riders and seasoned vets alike. But again, Nick, thank you again for joining us and providing your wealth of knowledge with us today on the Youth Off-Road.
Awesome. Thanks, Bob.
A big thanks to our guest today, Nick, for stopping by the podcast to shed some light on Polaris's youth off-road vehicle offerings, as well as some tips to help get our young ones out on the trail safely. Thanks again to you, our listeners, for downloading, listening, and subscribing to the Polaris Podcast. If you're a new listener, welcome. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, leave us a 5-star rating and share the episode with your friends. Don't forget to check the description of this episode for some helpful links to the Polaris Off-Road YouTube channel, as well as our Help Center pages, where you can find more information about our available youth off-road vehicles. If you have a question or suggestion for a future episode, let us know by hitting the Contact Us link. That's all for now. So until next time, this has been the Polaris Podcast. Hello, riders. It's your host here again, here to remind everyone that the Polaris Podcast is brought to you by the Polaris Help Center. The Help Center is the first stop for vehicle information, maintenance tips, and how-to videos. Look for the Help button in the upper right corner of any Polaris brand website. Also, I want to mention that all riders should always wear helmets, eye protection, protective clothing, and footwear. Read, understand, and follow your owner's manual. Never ride under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Ride within the limits of your own abilities, and never engage in stunt or exhibition driving. All right, that's all for now. We'll see you out on the trails.